This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Ahmed was telling me something before we started. We at Bayina have this thumbnail problem. Actually, we don't have anybody working on our thumbnails. So you know how YouTube makes our thumbnails? They make the most, like, I have like ridiculous thumbnails on YouTube, right? Yeah. Because it's all auto-generated. So one of the videos, Ahmed had an epic thumbnail. Can you please demonstrate that thumbnail? You look like...
like my hands were like this, and I was like my ruh left my body apparently in that thumbnail. Like I was like so dead, and like that it's on the app, so like millions of people see it.
So now I'm gonna make Ahmed an admin on our Reina page so he can work on the thumbnails. So we don't get like shot, like increase your iman, like. Anyway, so I decided to squeeze these kids on a couch that makes it feel like an uncomfortable road trip while we do these examples from Dr. Samurai's book. And now see Mariam is putting her head on Ahmed's shoulder just to make him uncomfortable. Rude. This is exactly what happens in road trips, does it not?
Yes, it does.
You're just like...
Yeah, especially right? If you're in a tight car.
Yeah. So, okay. So we're going to do this example from Dr. Samurai's book.
It's really Stad,
easy. Yeah.
You have to share your screen.
I haven't yet. I'm still, I'll share my screen. Let me talk about it a little bit first. Okay. So I'm not in the screen sharing mood yet. So, and I'll tell you when to share it when the time comes, Jawad. So here's the thing. We've been studying Arabic for a little bit. And one of the first things I taught you was the ism, the fi'il, and the hal, right? And the ism and the fi'il, for those of you who don't know Arabic, let's now go to the screen and I'll show you. Can you, Mariam, can you remind us of the definition of an ism for everybody? All the people who don't know Arabic and like, man, I wish I knew that Arabic, like this girl right here.
An ism is a person, place.
Person, place.
Idea, adjective, thing. Adverb, and more.
Well, expression.
Adjective, adverb, and more. Now that's pretty impressive, Mariam. Like you've been studying Arabic? Yeah, like I'm like pretty good, pretty amazing. I was just, humble also. Okay, fi'il.
Oh, fi'il,
impress the world.
It's a past, present, or future tense.
Yep, past, present, or future tense, meaning a word stuck in time, in one of the three dimensions of time: past, present, or future. That's okay. Yeah. So, an ism is pretty close to a noun. This is not an Arabic class, I promise. And a fi'il is pretty close to a verb. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm gonna get rid of adjective, adverb, and more for a moment, because kids that learn English learn that noun is a person, place, thing, or idea, right? So we'll stick to a more basic definition. Now, I want you to imagine which one of these is still, like it's a word that doesn't denote any action, and which one of these words is moving and changing.
Oh.
Like let's think of a place like masjid, right? That's an ism, right? Or let's think of an idea like education, right? That'll be ism examples. We'll take two ism examples. Masjid and education, yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's take something in the past, present, and future like ran, or
eating,
or eating. Mm-hmm. So if I was to think about something that's temporary, short term, and it involves movement, some kind of movement, some kind of action. Which one would it be? Would it be the ism or would it be the fi'il?
The fi'il.
Yes, the fi'il is associated with action, movement, and short term.
Yeah.
Because you're not constantly eating. I know Mariam would disagree. But, and nobody's constantly running.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But The word masjid doesn't have a past, present, or future. It's just a stationary word. Mm-hmm. Education is just an idea. So there's in linguistics, there's a stillness and a permanence in it. Because it doesn't have past, present, future, so it's kind of like it's timeless. Mm-hmm. Okay? So there's a stillness and permanence in ism. And there is an action or movement or short-termness in the fi'il, the verb.
Yeah.
Right? Now, This is an ayah to describe how Allah uses the ism and the fi'l, mm-hmm. right? So first I'll tell you, Allah says in different places, He brings the life, the living, mm-hmm. out of the dead. Yeah?
Yeah.
And He brings the dead out of the living. So He controls life. He can bring the living out of the dead. Mm-hmm. And He can bring the dead out of the
living.
So He can take something living and no longer make it living. And He can take something dead and make it alive. Yeah. Right? So this is the ayah that basically talks about that. Now notice the word brings in English. Let's notice this word brings. Brings here, brings here. This is something happening in the present.
Yeah.
Yeah? So this would be a what? An ism or a fi'l?
This would be a fi'l.
Right. And a fi'l is associated with what? What did we say? Action.
Action, yeah.
So this is a fi'l, brings.
Yeah.
Associated with action, movement, right? Mm-hmm. And temporary.
Yeah.
Right? Now, instead, in Surah Al-An'am, he said, He is the bringer of the dead out of the living. Okay?
Yeah.
So, a bringer is actually not past, present, or future. It's an ism.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we say about an ism?
It's a person, place, thing.
No. What is it? Like, you know how a fi'l is associated with movement.
Oh, ism is forever.
Yep. Stillness. We said stillness.
Yeah.
And permanence.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Look at what Allah did in this ayah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَى يُخْرِجُ فِعْل مُضَارِع. You've learned it. This is a fi'l. It's a present tense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيْتِ. This الْحَيَّ is nasab. Yes, Maryam? See that?
Yeah.
فَتَحَسَى. That's a مَفْعُول بِهِ. He brings out the living from the dead. مِنَ الْمَيْتِ. وَمُخْرِجُ الْمَيْتِ. مُضَافٍ مُضَافِ إِلَيْهِ. لَيْتْنُ وَلِفْلَامٍ followed by جَدْ. This is a noun. This is an ism.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so subtle in this ayah. So what Allah is doing, let me tell you what Allah is doing in this surah. Let me go back and not show you the text now and talk to you a little bit so you guys can focus. So Allah is changing things all the time in the universe.
Yeah.
Allah is changing the position of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Allah is rotating the earth. Allah is growing a tree, right? Allah is doing all kinds of things, right? Mm-hmm. Now, think of it in two categories. There are things that Allah is doing that have nothing to do with the living.
Mm-hmm.
Like Allah is making the winds move.
Yeah.
Right? The wind is not a living thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Allah is making the rain come. The rain is not a living thing.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, Allah is also affecting the living.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The living are like He's making my heartbeat.
Yeah.
Or He's making my lungs expand and collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Or He's giving moisture to my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So He is affecting the living and He's also affecting the dead constantly,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, which one has movement, like in itself? Which one of those things, the living or the dead, is still? And which one of them moves around?
And the dead is still.
The dead is still.
And then
the living moves around. And so let's write that. The dead
mm-hmm.
is like still and more permanent.
Yeah.
Right? And the living
mm-hmm.
is what? Is moves is moving and acting.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, what did we say? The ism
mm-hmm.
is like still and permanent. And the fi'il is like what?
The fi'il.
Moving around.
Yeah.
Right? Action.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what Allah did. When He talked about the living, He used a fi'il. Because a fi'il is associated with, a verb is associated with movement and something temporary, like life. And when He talked about death, mayyit,
mm-hmm.
He used an ism. Just like the dead are still, the style of the word used to talk about it is also still because it's an ism.
Mm-hmm.
So an ism that is associated with permanence was used with a word that's coming that's associated with permanence.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really beautiful how even like, should Allah use, or will Allah use a noun or a verb in some cases to highlight something? Allah would use a noun here and a verb here, and the noun is associated with stillness in this case, And the verb is associated with movement in this case, because life is associated with movement and death is associated with stillness. Mm-hmm. You see the connection?
Yeah.
So that's how this amazing, like, choice of word. When Dr. Samir Rai talked about how every word is, you know, so perfectly chosen down to, should I use a noun or a verb? Allah will use this perfect choice in certain cases to just highlight, you know, this lesson. And again, something that we don't even think about. Like, you'd have to really stop and pause and contemplate what just happened here, and you'd appreciate the precision of Allah's word. So that's a small example of what I wanted to start with. Incidentally, a student of mine asked about this example yesterday, and I said, you know, I wrote something for him. And then I said, okay, but now we got to go to Dr. Samurai's book. And so I opened the book, and it's the first example he did in his chapter. So, you know, my student might think he's special because I'm doing this for him, but it's actually, the book is special, and Allah is way more special. So that, but you're still special. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum, guys. Bye. Remember, do your best and Allah will do the rest. I did not know this was going
to be so. Hey, move. Why don't you get to sit next to the window?